Welcome to the Launch with Flow podcast, a weekly show for purpose-driven women who are ready to embrace a feminine approach to launching. We'll be chatting all things cycle awareness and using your intuitive superpowers, combined with the more practical aspects of launching, like systems, workflows, planning, and tech. I'm your host, Laura, from Laura in Order, systems queen, cycle awareness coach, and lover of launches. My mission is to show you that launching can be fun and easy, that you can do it in a way that is right for you and feel inspired, organized, calm, and in control. So, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to the Launch with Flow podcast. Today, we're chatting all things evergreen funnels versus live launching. If you've ever felt confused about the best way to get sales for your course or your program or your membership, should you have a funnel? Is it better to do a launch? What works better? Which one's easier? Today's episode is for you. Now, there are a number of similarities between a live launch and an evergreen funnel. Both will typically have a lead magnet or an opt-in or a freebie that your audience can sign up for. Hopefully something that you are using to deliver great value to your audience, give them a taste or an experience of what you have to offer, your knowledge, your expertise, something that allows them to implement it and get results and feel like they want to take the next step, they're ready to take the next step to work with you to purchase your course, your service, or your product. The difference is how you go about those. So let's talk about launching. A launch is a specific period of time where you are promoting your offer. Now, as I said, typically for a launch, you would have a lead magnet that delivers value and gives people an experience of what it's like to work with you. For a launch, you might have one or two lead magnets, so something like a live webinar, a 3 or 5 day challenge or experience, which is my preferred term for that. But you'll have something that gives people the opportunity to opt in for your launch and get an experience live of what it is like to work with you. Launches will have a deadline by which people need to buy. So that might be because the doors are open for a set period of time. Maybe there's a limited time bonus or a special price that is only available for a certain period of time. But launches will typically have a deadline by which people need to buy. At the end of that deadline, your launch is finished and you can move on to whatever's next in your business and serving the clients that have purchased during your launch. So the pros of launching. Launches are really great for bringing in a big influx of new clients and income all at once, particularly if you are live launching your signature offer or a high ticket mastermind group program, something along those lines. Because it's a short, concentrated time period, once the launch is complete, you can then focus on serving those clients that have purchased or moving on to launching other products, doing things behind the scenes in your business and other projects. So it's a really confined and concentrated period of time. Now, the cons of launching. Launches do require a lot of work, particularly in the preparation phase. Now, anyone who has listened to some of the previous episodes in the podcast will know that I am a big proponent of planning out your launches and getting prepared earlier. The more that you can do in the pre-launch phase, the easier your launch is going to be. Doesn't matter how big or small your launch is, there are lots of moving pieces. The bigger your launches get, the more you scale your launches, the more things that you bring into the mix in your launches, the more you're going to need a plan and you're going to need to keep on top of it in order for that launch to run smoothly. So launches do require a bit of time and effort. Obviously, for bigger launches, if you're going for a big six-figure launch, you're launching a big high-ticket program, or maybe it's a smaller, lower-ticket offer, but you're going for big numbers, you are going to be all in during the launch phase. The launch is going to be your number one focus. You are going to be out there engaging with your audience, creating connections, offering value, and inviting people into your community through purchasing your products and services. And as I mentioned, one of the pros of launching is that you do often have a nice big influx of cash and payment plans that set up recurring income further down the track. Comes to launching, you need to make sure you have the right things in place so that you can manage that big influx of cash and you're not going to have one really high cash income month and then nothing the next month. You need to structure it in a way that's going to give you nice, consistent income over the coming months. Payment plans are obviously great for that. Don't set yourself up in a model that requires you to constantly be launching all of the time, because that is not sustainable for anyone. So let's talk about funnels now. An evergreen funnel is an ongoing promotional process. So unlike your launch, which is a set defined period of time, an evergreen funnel is available at any point in time for people to opt into and go through that process. So like a launch, you're going to have a freebie, something that brings people into your community, that delivers great value, that gives them a taste of what it is like to work with you. Maybe it's a free on-demand video training, a PDF guide, a mini course. And through accessing that freebie, people that have come into your community go through that process. They get to see the value that you have to offer. Usually you would have a sequence of emails with a call to action to purchase your paid product, your service, your course, your membership. Now, unlike live launches, funnels are better suited to a product or service that clients can start at any point in time. So it's not going to be suitable for something where you have a group course or a program where everyone's going through it at the same time. Funnels work better for self-paced offerings, things that people can do in their own time, so that when they're going through your funnel, they can purchase and they can jump in straight away. So the pros of an evergreen funnel. Because your evergreen funnel is always available, you've got more consistent money coming in. So unlike a launch where you get this big influx of cash, evergreen is a little lower, but more consistent and steady over time. So it gives you a more constant and consistent flow of new clients into your business and income into your business. And of course, with evergreen funnels, they can be more easily automated and almost a set and forget in the background. Now, the cons of an evergreen funnel, just because you can automate it and you can set it off and you can let it go and do its thing, you are still going to have to promote this to get people into the funnel, to get people to opt in for your freebie. You can't just set it up and then hope that people will magically find it on the internet and start opting in. So you're going to have some kind of ongoing promotional process, making sure that you are talking about it on your social media, promoting it to your community. Maybe you're pinning it on Pinterest or adding it to your podcast intros or outro. Evergreen funnels will typically also require a little more in ad spend because you want to get that consistency of people popping in. So you're more likely to be looking at paid options. It's not to say that you wouldn't have paid ads in a launch, you absolutely can. But for an evergreen funnel to get the consistency of people coming in and growing that audience, having ads is going to be something you would be wanting to consider in the long term if you're wanting to make big money off your evergreen funnel. So what works best? Well, the answer is it depends. It depends on you, it depends on your business, and it depends on what you're selling. So some people absolutely love launching. And for them, running, you know, a couple of big launches per year with lots of downtime and off time in between works really well for them. They've got the systems and the team in place to manage that influx of clients and that income, and they've got their launches set up like a well-oiled machine. Some people hate launching. Some people do not want to have to go through creating a big launch and all of the energy and attention and time and focus that is required for a bigger live launch. And for them, that more consistent, steady pace of an evergreen funnel is going to work better for them. As we talked about though, just because it's an automated evergreen funnel doesn't mean that you don't have to promote it. So you're still going to have to be promoting it in an ongoing way. You can't just put it up on the internet, sit back and watch the sales roll in magically. Now, it also depends on the type of product that you are selling. If you have a high-ticket live group program, mastermind, something that is going to have a live group component to it or a live one-on-one experience, then a live launch is likely to be better. If it's a smaller, self-paced DIY course or product, maybe a slightly lower investment, then an evergreen funnel may be more appropriate. So the answer of what works best and what is right is completely up to you. When you are next creating a product, You might like to think about where it's going to fit in your business, how you're going to sell it ongoing, and what is going to make most sense. For a lot of people, you'll probably find that you'll have a mixed approach. You may have some funnels for certain things. You may have live launches for other products. In my own business, I have the mixed approach. But what I typically do for my smaller self-paced courses is when I first release them, I'll do a live launch. At the end of that first live launch, they'll then become part of an evergreen funnel. And for me, I found that to work really well. So think about what makes sense for you. How much time and energy do you have to devote to this? Where does this fit in the bigger scheme of your plans for the year, other launches that you might have planned, your product suite, how much income it's going to bring in? Look at all of that and consider what is going to make most sense for what it is that you're selling. You wouldn't want to consistently 3 or 4 times a year run a live launch for a $30 product. It's probably not going to be worth the time and energy. But as I mentioned, you might choose to do a live launch the first time round and then after that, move that into an evergreen funnel. At the end of the day, it's up to you. There is no right or wrong. It's whatever makes sense and whatever feels good for you. So sit down, close your eyes, hand on heart, take a deep breath. And just feel into what makes sense for you, what feels right for this product, your business model, how you like to show up online, how you like to promote things. The answer will come and trust that it's going to be the right one for you. And you know what? If you set something up one way and you find it didn't work in a live launch model or your evergreen funnel isn't quite working, you get to change your mind. If you find a couple of months down the track that that approach didn't work, you can change it. It's your business, it's your rules, and you absolutely have the right to change your mind about anything at any time. So the final thing that I want to say on the funnels versus launching debate is that whatever model you choose, you need to have a process that converts. You need to have a freebie at the top of this funnel, whether it's a live webinar or a PDF guide or an on-demand video training that provides value, that is enticing to people to bring them into your community and into your launch or your funnel. You need to make sure that the copy and your promo posts, your landing pages, your sales pages, your emails, and your ads, if you're using them, show the value of what you're offering. And that ultimately, that process is making sales. Because if you aren't able to convert people into paying clients, it doesn't matter if you've got it set up as a funnel or a launch. You've got to make sure that your offer is converting, and that is going to be the key to making money. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. I will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Launch with Flow podcast. If you'd like to get your hands on my free training, The Fundamentals of Launching with Flow, head over to lauraandorder.com/launch to sign up. See you on the next episode.